Ed Sheeran talks about losing the Bond theme to Billie Eilish. Lana Del Rey reveals the theft of her next album and an upcoming book. And Matthew Good denies calling for unvaccinated people to be shot. It's Thursday, October 20th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Ed Sheeran said this week that he came close to writing and recording the theme song for the most recent James Bond movie, No Time to Die. I was with an effing gnat's pube of doing one, the singer said during an appearance on the Peter Crouch podcast. And they changed directors, and then they just changed script, and that was it. But we'd done all the meetings, and I had started working on it. Instead, Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas did the theme, which earned an Oscar and a Golden Globe for Best Original Song and a Grammy for Best Song Written for Visual Media. No Time to Die was the third Bond theme after Adele's Skyfall and 2013 Sam Smith's Writing on the Wall in 2016 to win an Oscar. Eilish became the second youngest winner of the award, behind Markéta Ergová, who was 4 days shy of her 20th birthday when she won in 2008 for Falling Away from Once. Sheeran said it's no time to give up on his dream. You've got to eventually, as an English singer, want to do a Bond song, he said. I'm not going to pretend it didn't hurt not doing it. If they come back, I'll be like, yeah, of course. In 2014, Sheeran said they would love to do a Bond theme song, but his voice wasn't suited for it. You never know. I'm not ruling it out, he said. Maybe in 10 years' time, when my balls drop. Lana Del Rey revealed on Wednesday that a backpack containing her laptop computer and several hard drives and video cameras was stolen from her car this summer. In a series of videos she shared on Instagram, the 37-year-old singer said the computer contained her 9th studio album and the manuscript for a book she was working on. The camera, she said, have irreplaceable family memories. I had to remotely wipe the computer that had my 200-page book for Simon & Schuster, which I didn't have backed up on the cloud, Del Rey said. And despite that, people are still able to remotely access my phone and leak songs and personal photos. I love the book that I lost with all my heart and put a lot of passion into it. Del Rey said she left the backpack in her car on Melrose Avenue in Los Angeles a few months ago and stepped away briefly. The one time I left my backpack inside my car and someone broke all my windows and took it, she said. The singer admitted that she is starting over but promised to make the best record she can. She urged fans to ignore any new songs that might be leaked. Canadian singer Matthew Good is denying reports by some right-wing media outlets that he suggested that unvaccinated people should be shot. This should be a cautionary tale about how easily things can be taken out of context and how you should not believe everything you read on the internet, Good said in a statement to iHeartRadio CA late Wednesday. A video clip circulating on social media shows Good talking to the audience during his show this past weekend in Nanaimo, BC. He said, I guess what I'm saying is like, I'd like to put those people on planes and fly them to the Congo. They can get off and like 14-year-olds can fire AK-47s at them. The Western Standard misquoted Good as saying unvaccinated people should be flown to the Congo, and Revel News reported that Good was making strange remarks about unvaccinated people. On social media, Good has been attacked for the comment, which he insisted was actually part of a rant about tyranny. At no time did I mention unvaccinated people or vaccines, said the 51-year-old singer. I don't even know where that came from, and I would never argue that a person doesn't have a right to govern their body. I was talking about people who believe that they are living in tyranny in Canada, and yes, I did say that I would like to put those people on planes to Congo, and when they get off, 14-year-olds with AK-47s could fire at them so they know what living in real tyranny is like. Good explained that he was referencing child soldiers to make a point that Canadians are not faced with such violence. In the context of the tyrannical, we do not dwell in a nation with armed men and boys as young as 9 showing up in villages and towns to carry out gross acts of violence, he said. We simply do not face that reality. My reference to it was to point out that those that believe that this nation is tyrannical know nothing of its modern truth, therefore I use an extreme example to demonstrate that. Good said that the video cuts off just as I start talking about how our liberties are the most important things we have in Canada. I do believe wholeheartedly, and it was my liberty to say what I said. He insisted he doesn't believe anyone should be shot. Of course not. That's ludicrous. This whole thing is ludicrous. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.